WAPO, Sloppy and False of Waltz to Say He Carried Weapons in War. By Nick Gilbertson on August 9, 2024. Democrat vice presidential nominee Tim Waltz is getting called out by the leftist Washington Post for his false claim that he carried weapons in war. In a 2018 video put out by the Harris campaign on Tuesday, Waltz, who served in the National Guard for 24 years, was speaking about gun control when he made the comments that have since triggered widespread allegations of stolen valor. "And we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at," he said in the video, though he never served in a combat zone. Post fact checker Glenn Kessler, at the very end of his article assessing claims about Tim Waltz's military service, wrote, "There is no evidence that Waltz served in combat." Kessler added a seemingly odd caveat that Waltz has not claimed he did, considering Kessler was writing in the context of Waltz's claim of carrying weapons in war. Watch, CNN Cellini, we'll see if Waltz answers questions on military record, if he ever takes questions. Waltz's language was sloppy and false. "He did carry weapons of war, just not in war," Kessler wrote in his official assessment of the comments. Waltz is also facing scrutiny over his rank, as Breitbart News reported. Waltz served in the Minnesota Army National Guard and retired at the rank of Master Sergeant, or NE8. However, on his official website bio, he lists a higher rank that he served at for a short period that ultimately was rescinded, as he did not complete all the requirements to serve at that rank. However, his bio implies that he retired at the rank of Command Sergeant Major, or NE9. Kessler wrote in his assessment that the claim Waltz lied about his rank and committed stolen valor is on the line. "He did achieve the title he has claimed, for a total of 7 months. But it would be more accurate to say he served as Command Sergeant Major rather than claim the title outright," Kessler concluded.